Welcome to the Seven Figure Spiritual Leader with Danielle Rama Hoffman, your fast track to partner with Source to create your legacy business without overworking. If you'd like Toth and my support, PM me on Facebook at Danielle Rama Hoffman, and let's explore together if it's an aligned match. We know fulfilling your highest level mission, what you came to Earth for, is non-negotiable for you. And we're here to show you exactly how to achieve this the high vibe and multidimensional way. Now let's dive into today's episode. Welcome to this episode on how to channel your difference-making body of work on command. I'm really excited to dive into this topic. It's one of my faves and really the secret sauce behind all that I do and what our clients do as well that we partner with in Divine Transmissions. And so I'm going to lead here with the punchline, which is one of the ways to be channeling your unique body of work on command is really tapping into your higher guidance, your higher self, partnering with the divine, with Source, God, Goddess, Great Spirit, all that there is, your guides in the way that is aligned for you. And so later on in the episode, I'm really going to break this down and tie it into also the five stages that your legacy work goes through. And yet it really feels aligned to bring in the guides first and to kind of model how to channel unique content, your unique body of work on command, as well as to hear their perspective on it. Because one of the multifaceted aspects of this is that once you have your direct connection to your own inner guidance and you're channeling content on demand, it can be applied in so many ways. It can be applied in doing a podcast or doing a summit or writing a book, or if you're a practitioner and you're having sessions that you're really, you can go in before the session very quickly and kind of get the essence of what will be aligned for the session. And during the session, you can be downloading content on demand rather than taking hours and hours and hours to script out podcasts. There's this real flow. And when it comes in, it's aligned. It doesn't need endless iterations. And so to me, it really is the magic sauce and also part of where we're going in the evolution in consciousness, which is also being present and being able to really in a bespoke or customized way bring forth whatever that moment is really requiring. Of course, with strategy and structure and physical plane things, because if you've been hanging out with me for any amount of time, you know I'm all about applied spirituality and creating in the physical plane. So let's bring in the guides and hear from them about how to channel your difference-making body of work on demand. Hello, dear ones. This is Toth and an expanded council of light moving more into the forefront of this divine transmission. We would begin by saying that the difference of you is what matters. Matters as in materializes and creates greater manifestation. The old paradigm has conditioned the belief structure that you need to fit in, you need to fly under the radar, you need to contort yourself in order to survive, in order to be successful, in order to, if you're a conscious expert or leader or established or emerging practitioner, that you need to dilute yourself. You need to be the same as everyone. And in the new paradigm of consciousness, the new paradigm of business, the new paradigm of creating with Source, as Source, from a place of equality and equanimity, there's actually something quite different that is required. And that is the difference of you. You're here to innovate. You're here to lead. You're here to pierce through the illusion lies and to create, to channel, to craft an extraordinary and a very unique life and work that hasn't really existed thus far. Now, depending on your particular mission and your highest contribution, that may resemble very much your education or your training or your established expertise, meaning that if you're a lawyer, you're doing lawyer things. If you're a vet, you're doing vet things. If you're in finance, you're doing finance things. If you're a business coach, you're doing business coachy things. If you're an energy healer, you're doing energy healing things. And so it may still include, and most likely will include, bodies of work that you've trained in, bodies of work that you've learned from others. However, the difference of you is what makes all the difference and what shifts you from being the best kept secret to standing out in a sea of copycat voices. Because there is this desire, if you're tuning in here, to tap into that which hasn't been tapped into thus far, and to add to your industry, to add to what it is that you've learned, to take it further. And one of the ways that you can take it further, even if it looks similar on the outside, is very much your being state, is very much your being state. If you were in the room with 100 coaches or 100 acupuncturists or 100 fill in the blank in terms of different careers, each one of them, even if they'd been trained in the same modality, is going to be expressing it has the potential to express in a very unique way. And that's part of what, when we tune into you as you're listening, is the opening message to this, to kind of marinate and soften into, yes, we're talking about unique body of work-based careers and work in the world and making a difference in a unique way. And in order to open to that idea, that possibility, the first step is to recognize that your being state and the difference of you vibrationally, the words you might choose, the way that you might combine things, is the difference that matters. And when you're in your signature energy, and this is also why it works so well for transformational leaders and those that are conscious leaders leading the evolution in consciousness, the elevation in consciousness, to be blending and to be going into an innovation, going into a leading wave, and creating difference-making bodies of work on demand. The reason why they're so magnetic and attractive and abundance and producing is because the signature energy of you as your multidimensional self, as your divine self, really shines through. That sends a very clear signal. And those that you have a divine appointment with, that's really able to be seen and to be felt, and that transcends whatever else you may have overlaid as a limitation on it. It's when you're not energetically aligned, when you're not really in your zone, that things slow way down. So our opening message about how to channel your difference-making body of work on command is, first and foremost, giving yourself permission to be different, to be different than your mentor, to be different than you were yesterday, and to allow the difference of you to shine through. Now, we know that that requires vibrational support. That requires transcending limiting beliefs. That requires really you having inner and outer support for your system, your nervous system, your body, mind, emotions, to feel secure and safe while you're going into that which is unknown, that which is uncharted, that which is beyond what you've even known. And that's the exciting thing about it, because as you know, you're here during a very exciting transition in consciousness. There's a lot of transfer of so many things, of wealth, of empowerment, of possibility, and that to those as well that are on a conscious path. So it's a real forging, pioneering, exciting time. And that will also reignite your passion. So the last thing I want to say about this before we step aside is to really tune into the on command, on demand aspect of it. And that really is demonstrated, and why we were encouraging and guiding Danielle to bring us in first, is to demonstrate the on command thing, the on demand thing, that we've chosen a topic, so she knows at least the topic of the podcast, yet she brings us in, and it doesn't matter how she feels or what else is going on in her life. We're a breath away. And because of what has been put in place and the activations that she's had and the experience that she's chosen to cultivate, and yet you also have your unique way of accessing higher consciousness on command. And that really busts a lot of illusion lies, because a lot of the reasons why someone may plateau or they may not make that shift to really launching their body of work is that sense of, oh, you have to be perfect in order to facilitate evolution or elevation. And that's an illusion lie. You show up authentically, you show up in your unique signature energy, and you can take a few breaths and tap into that higher source consciousness. At the time of this recording, it's a few weeks after Danielle and her beloved led a group to Egypt, and she had been sick for a few weeks after. So her body is tired. She might not be feeling physically at her best, and yet she's very much in an inner state of contentment, of alignment, of peace, of being able to tap in and record this podcast with a lot of passion and joy and heart-centeredness, even if her body doesn't feel as vibrant or strong as it usually does. And that can be true for you as well. Maybe and it's also, we're just using Danielle as an example, just to demonstrate the on command, the on demand, that there may be something going on in your personal life that is heavy. Like right now, Danielle's parents are older. Her mom is in the process of dropping her body. She's in palliative care. It may be months or years or weeks or whatever. And yet that, even when she's grieving her mom, she's still able to show up very powerfully And from that place of being tapped in and turned on and accessing higher consciousness on command, because of the essence of that, because of tapping into the higher self, tapping into us, the guides, tapping into source, acknowledging the slower vibrational body, mind, emotions that may be going on, and yet not letting them run the show, not letting them stop the on-command stuff, not letting it stop the on-demand stuff. Maybe you have a job interview or a big real estate deal that's going on, or you're doing a launch and something's happening with your kid at school. You can still tap into your difference body of work on command in an instant when you are really channeling your highest contribution, you're channeling your higher self, you're channeling your higher guidance. And then it matters less what is unfolding around you. Now, we want to be very clear. We aren't saying you're ignoring what's going on in your life. That was one of Danielle's pet peeves when she was a massage therapist and she went to massage school. And she was taught to like leave everything outside the door and just be there for her clients and put it in a box. And although that theory sounds good, she knew vibrationally she was still carrying it. And so again, we're not saying ignore or separate from yourself. It's simply that you're tapped into a much more neutral and heart-centered and multidimensional space, so that the dimension of the body, the mind, and the emotions become like drops of food coloring in the ocean rather than drops of food coloring in a thimble. So we'll step aside here and have Danielle bring us home here, talk more about the different stages. All is light and love, and we are all. Wondering why you're not further along when it comes to creating the impact you know you're meant to? The guides and I would love to shine a light on why it feels like you're missing the mark. In Highest Contribution Audit, you'll partner with the guides and me to diagnose the disconnect in your highest divine assignment. We'll take a look at what's working and not working in your current path of success, pinpoint what's keeping you from gaining traction, and channel a personalized action plan to help you flip the script. Feeling the energetic nudge to vibe into the details? Head to the show notes to learn more. So Danielle here, starting to move more to the forefront, and I really love how the guides came in. And I went to college in St. Louis, Missouri, and in St. Louis, Missouri, the license plate thing or the slogan of the state was like the Show Me State. And so I really feel like the guides were showing how to channel your difference-making body of work on command by coming in and modeling the channeling. And although they've said some of those things before, one of the things that I find so exciting about it, and it's really presence and play, is that I don't know exactly what they're going to say or what direction they're going to take it in. And that's the same too when we're leading from our higher self and we take the time to go inward and upward to really tap into our difference, to tap into our unique divine design, to tap into our highest contribution. It is that we're coming from a resource place. We're coming from a place that is beyond trying to figure something out. Because I know trying to figure something out or force it, like if you could have figured it out by now, you would have figured it out by now. And again, I'm a proponent of the blend of energy and matter, spirit and matter, strategy and vibration. And at the same time, there's that your difference making body of work, your opus level body of work is beyond what it is that you may have tapped into thus far. So I want to talk a little bit about the five stages to manifest the legacy work in life that you're meant for. And there's a podcast episode about this in its entirety that you can look back on. And yet at the same time, it really relates to this topic of how to channel your unique difference-making body of work on command. And that the first stage is really about clarity. And there are different evolutionary stages in consciousness, because all that we do at Divine Transmissions and the different ascended masteries that I carry, it's always under the umbrella of elevating consciousness and making a difference in the world. And we partner with clients that are here to make a difference in the world, and they understand the power of elevating your own consciousness in that process. And so the first stage is about clarity, and it's really the genius consciousness or the ascended master consciousness, where you move from your established expertise to your highest contribution. And that's a really important step when you're here to channel your difference-making body of work, is that you're folding in the difference of you. So at this stage, you may say to yourself, you may have this sense of like, you know, you're meant for something more. You've made all the right moves. Like, why am I not further along? And it's the number one thing to focus on here is to really turn inward and upward to gain that clarity from the inside out. And a lot of times, especially when I'm working with emerging or established entrepreneurs and experts, there's a lot of deprogramming that we all need to do, because maybe, again, like we've studied with somebody and we've taken on too much of how it works for them. And so it's like stripping away paint on a vintage piece of furniture. Like there is uncoupling from even the well-meaning individuals in our lives that love us and perhaps those mentors that we've worked with. And that's one of the things I love about the guides is that, and what we do is that we're all about championing you and your uniqueness and supporting you to tap into your own guidance rather than telling you this is what you need to do. Because that just becomes really flat. And it doesn't mean that at times we all don't need to shift a little bit how we're doing something to make it more accessible. Yeah, really identifying the heart and soul of your highest contribution and what you're here to. It is an uncoupling process from a lot of learning. And so this stage, the breakdown can be just staying in your zone of excellence or staying in your zone of competence. Like it's amazing how many individuals, and I really feel like COVID kind of brought this to light, are just going through the motions, or they found themselves in a career or teaching or using a modality or body of work that's in their excellence or even their zone of competence, rather than getting into that genius consciousness. So at this stage, it is really about tapping into your inner knowing to discern between the logic and the heart, and to really heal a lot of inner conflicts, because we're here to most likely blend. Like your difference-making body of work is going to be a blend of things: your established expertise, your highest contribution, and your elevation in consciousness, that unique magic and mojo that you carry. So the second stage is all about activating, and the evolutionary stage in consciousness is multidimensional consciousness. And this is where you activate your vision, your highest vision for your life and work by eliminating your limiting beliefs. And some thoughts you may have at this stage is like, how long will this take? Will I lose traction starting over? It feels so big. Can I really do this? And oftentimes, like rather than activating the multidimensional consciousness, what a lot of folks will do is they'll go back to the clarity stage and they'll say, oh, I'm not clear. Rather than actually, I need to become more of myself in order to move through those slower vibrational body, mind, emotion thoughts, which was really demonstrated in the examples that the guides shared, from my life around being able to show up and rock out a podcast, even if I had been low energy or not feeling well, or even if I'm grieving my mother, that there's still that capacity because I'm sharing my body of work and my difference in the world from my multidimensional self. And so the number one thing to focus on in this stage is allowing your higher self to guide you, tapping into your higher self. The breakdown can really be limiting your vision by letting your trauma response kind of rule you or take you out. And the skills to master here is moving out of resistance quickly and easily and partnering with yourself on your higher self on every level, releasing the old beliefs and the habits that used to hold you back. And I want to be very clear, like tapping into your higher self and allowing your higher self to guide you, there's still two steps to that. You receive the guidance and then you choose to take it or not. And so, or you choose to plot it out in a way that it's not like you're blowing up your life because you've received some guidance and you get really clear on what voice, what voice is coming through and when it really is your higher self guidance. So the second stage about activate really speaks to a lot of where my capacity to channel has come from, which is through activations and a lot of our, what we do in the highest contribution audit and activation and certainly in our academy is that there's a lot of activations and those activations really support you from having to manage your energy all the time. A lot of folks that we work with are highly sensitive and tuned in anyhow, and yet they're not coming from the multidimensionality. And so they're spending so many hours meditating and trying and meditating is great. I meditate. Yet to manage their energy rather than becoming your divine self and incarnating your divine self and activating your inherent highest contribution and your gifts and your ascended masteries so that you're operating from your multidimensional self. And then beauty happens because you're not needy. You're not making it about you. A lot of the energetics behind like giving yourself a raise or receiving more money is this multidimensional aspect. So the third stage is manifesting. And this is the creator consciousness. And this really talks to like how to channel and create your body of work on command. It has a lot to do with being in your creator consciousness, not your victim consciousness that gets resolved in the previous step, not the who am I or I feel like a fraud or making it about you when it's really about whomever it is that you're here to contribute to. And this is where you bring your vision into the world with an abundance of support. And, you know, the thoughts that can happen here is like, will I be safe to be visible? Is it safe to be the difference of me? Like it's easier said than done. Like, what will people think? Will I have the resources, the time, the energy, the money to do this? And the number one thing to focus on here is really aligning your being with your doing to amplify your results. Now, those that we work with are already in action. You know you're here to get your hands in the clay. And rather than just doing a whole bunch of action, when you align your being and you're tapped into your creator self, the action that you take really makes a difference. So the breakdown that I see here is quitting on your vision before it's actualized. And a lot of times someone's just right there, like right there to be creating their extraordinary life and work. And then they quit and go back to the earlier stages. And of course, you're refining all along the way. You need clarity in the manifestation stage. You need to be coming from your multidimensional state self in the manifestation stage or the creator consciousness. You're bringing all that with you. And this is where you channel your highest creation. And this is what we're talking about when we're talking about your body of work. And your body of work, again, not everybody's an entrepreneur like me. So it's the best practice to really apply this to you. Like, what is your unique body of work? And how are you channeling that on command? Because again, it may be that you're working in mainstream, yet you're bringing in higher consciousness, and that's your contribution to whatever it is you're doing. Maybe you're in a hospital working with cancer patients or whatever it is, and you bring in that being state in a really powerful, powerful way. You're channeling your highest creation. So the skills to master here are predictable and consistent manifestation, not just wishful thinking, where you receive more fully on every level in terms of support and energy, time and money. I'm such a proponent that multi-D abundance and being a creator of consciousness and being able to create idea into physical form is such an important stage in elevating our consciousness. And it's also needs to be baked in to the journey, not the destination. This is not the fifth stage. This is the third stage. Because there's this illusion that like, oh, when I have all this, then there'll be retirement or time off or whatever. Like if you're not nourished, then you can't make the difference that you're here for. And I know that's a really, what do I want to say? If you're not supported, you can't fulfill the full breadth of the mission that you're here for. And your nervous system will shut things down. Your limiting beliefs will shut things down. And that's where the trauma response shuts down your vision, because there's that part of going like, I'm already tapped out. How can I double what it is that I've done before? Rather than setting things up so that you have multi-dimensional abundance. So the fourth stage of how to really manifest your legacy and your body of work is embodying. And this is the exponential consciousness where you ground your vision and your power for your highest contribution. And this is also where you're really tapping into your highest power. The skills to master here are direct communication with your higher guidance, trusting your seat of power, and becoming the leader that you're meant to. So the number one thing to focus on here is partnering with higher guidance to powerfully lead your vision. The breakdown is doubting your power. So you give it away and you defer it to others and others to tell you what to do. And I know sometimes our clients are frustrated when they first come in because the guides are not, and I are not going to tell you what to do. Like, we can encourage you or point out or brainstorm or strategize or recognize what you're already doing. Yet ultimately, it really needs to come from within you in order for it to be resonant with you and aligned. And again, then there's less stripping off of who it is that you're not, because your body of work looks like you, it feels like you, it smells like you, it sounds like you, and then it creates a difference that you're here for. So the fifth stage that your legacy work goes through is really this legacy. And there is a lot of preparation in the first four stages, you know, partnering with higher guidance to powerfully lead your vision and having a direct communication with your guides. Like, it can happen quickly, yet at the same time, it can be really beneficial to have the guides and I on your team for those that are aligned and feel called to partner with us, to see how you're naturally doing it, to amplify the way that it works for you, to assist you in identifying your unique signature signals, so you know which voice you're in, so you know which bandwidth you're tapping into. And so the fifth is really that legacy stage, and where you realize the consciousness, you physicalize, you actualize your legacy is created, you're multiplying your wealth and your impact. And some of the thoughts here can be like, will I be all alone once I get there? Am I enough? Can I hold this big vision? And the number one thing to focus on here is bringing the vision into reality fully and elegantly. This is where that place from genius, consciousness, and excellence, like you're really in your opus level. You're really in your ascended mastery. And the breakdown here can be sliding back into your comfort zone rather than stretching into your ultimate vision. So you're channeling your highest masterpiece at this point. You're channeling your unique difference-making body of work. And the skills to master are expanding your capacity to be of service to the mission, be partnering with the mission, where you're more committed to your mission than what somebody thinks of you, and then like being willing to defer your power, all those things that happen in the earlier stages. And this is where you claim your leadership through visibility and impact. And there's a lot of commitments at this stage, especially during those times of discomfort. So as we're wrapping up here, the how to channel your difference-making work on command, it has a lot to do with your being state and access to higher consciousness, your inner discernment, the difference of you that matters, and really recognizing that your unique body of work, making a difference in the planet, it's a way for you to elevate your consciousness as well. It's a way for you to receive the difference that you're here to give. And so in this episode, I really feel like one of the things that stood out to me, although we talk about the five stages and we'll keep talking about it because it's really important, is that there are different stages in consciousness as you go along. So in the clarity stage, you're tapping into your genius consciousness. In the activate stage, you're tapping into your multidimensional consciousness, or you're becoming your light, love, being incarnate, like what we do in divine light activation, where you incarnate your light being self, what we do in the Magdalene codes, where you incarnate your love being self, which is a part of our academy. In the manifest stage, you're in the creator consciousness. You're modeling source by creating. In the embody stage, you're in that exponential consciousness. You're able to stabilize your growth quickly and then have it be natural to expand again. In the legacy, you're realizing, you're fully realized, and you're physicalizing your legacy in the world. And, you know, each of these stages are in and of themselves, there's so much rapid acceleration that happens. And when you have them all together, you're not only creating your difference making body of work, you're able to be the steward of it. You're able to lead it. You're able to share it, because the world and the earth and those that you have a divine appointment with are waiting for you to stop waiting and start creating, or to be more visible, or to stand in your power, or to be the difference of you. So as we're wrapping up here, just celebrating you, thanking you for tuning in, and for really you contributing to the difference that through the difference of you on the planet, because it takes all of us to lead the elevation in consciousness. And if you want to find out more about partnering with the guides and I, there are two ways to do that. We have our highest contribution audit and activation, which really supports you in the clarity stage and the genius stage, and channeling your highest contribution, getting out of your zone of excellence into that genius consciousness. And then we also have our academy, which moves through the other four stages so that you're channeling and creating your difference-making, unique, extraordinary legacy work and life. So you can email, reach out, to find out more about ways of partnering together. Thank you so much. Sending much love. Bye for now.
Thanks for tuning in today. Want to pass go and take the fast track to partner with Source to create your 6 or 7 figure legacy business without overworking? Join in the conversation over at the 7 figure Spiritual Leader Facebook group. Until next time, sending you much love and appreciation for your contribution to the evolution in consciousness.